My name's Kevin O'Brien. I'm the child of Irish immigrants, although I've lived in London almost all my life, apart from 1 year when I lived in Jamaica. And for the last 10 years, my wife Catherine and I have been coming here to Glen Bay and just love it very, very much indeed.
Kevin, what is it that you love most about Glen Bay?
Well, the scenery is superb. You know, we're on the Ring of Kerry. So you just have to look out of our window and you see these fantastic views of the mountains, and away in the distance you can see Dingle and Dingle Bay. So it's certainly that. But one thing that helped me settle in quite a lot was that a friend of Catherine's mother, a lady who lived out beyond Barnshire, and we used to visit her regularly, and I just always found that very welcoming, as if I was part of the community there. She died, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, but that was a big factor in learning to love the area.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of about the area has drawn you to write poetry and things like that. So tell us a bit about your poetry writing.
Well, I used to teach English literature, so I've always had an interest in poetry. And then when we came to Glen Bay 10 years ago, as I said, I was really struck by the scenery, by the attitudes I found, and the interest that I'd had in literature and poetry from way back. I just sort of bubbled up again, I guess, and I started thinking, well, yeah, I'd like to do something with it. I just don't want to sit around doing nothing. And I like the idea of being creative.
Creative with words, is
a with words, sense. Yeah. Or not, no, Catherine is quite a good artist, but I have no artistic ability whatsoever in terms of painting. But words I can manage.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has their thing. Let's talk about some of the poems that you have here. What What are we looking at here? You have a green book with your name on it.
That was my niece did that for me. I'm not so vain as to have done that myself. My niece did it as a present. I think the first one that I did was when I went to Dublin in Easter 2017, a year after the big 1916 anniversary celebrations. And I walked around Stephen's Green, which was an integral part of the rising in 1916. And there had been a lot of bloodshed and violence there. And I just felt the atmosphere as I walked around. I thought, you know, looking across the green and back to the houses around, what it must have been like 100 years ago. So that's kind of sparked me off, and I wrote that. But then I thought, because I'm in Glen Bay, I would rather be doing things about not just Glen Bay, but about Kerry, about Kilorgland, by what surrounds me. Mm-hmm. So I started dabbling and practising and having a little go at different things, and that's the result.
Now, one of the poems that struck me at the beginning when I first got in contact with you was the poem that you wrote about your mother-in-law. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah. Well, Catherine's mother, Mary, who I knew and loved very much, she came from Barnshire, and she had brothers and sisters as well, and I knew that Catherine spent a lot of her young days holidaying in Barnshire, which is just a townland just outside of Kilorgland. And when I saw the statue, the wooden statue in Kilorgland a few years ago, I was struck by it straight away and really liked it. And realising that it was very much the image of Catherine's mother and of my mother, you know, because my mother emigrated, I think it was in 1919, and I always remember her saying she arrived at the railway station in London and came out, and because it was just after the First World War, there was a lack of men, and there were women there sweeping the roads and cleaning the streets, and I always remember my mother saying, oh, for God's sake, I hope I don't have to end up doing that. So the whole immigrant thing has been important to me, and then seeing that statue in Kilorgland brought it all back, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so that was my little poem.
What did that statue mean to you when you first saw it?
Well, straight away. I mean, one of the little touches about it was not just the figure of the woman, But the little suitcases that are carved out of the wood there, the little sort of paper, cardboard sort of suitcases. And that just hit a note for some reason, you know, it sort of symbolised the idea of some young girl, or young men, of course, going off with into a completely different world with nothing more than this little suitcase with a few bits and pieces. So that made an impact on me.
Did your mother ever say anything about when she had to immigrate to you?
God, yes, yeah. I mean, in one way she was lucky because she had an older sister already in London. But apart from that, out of her family of nine, I think, the two men stayed in Ardagh, County Limerick, but all the others went either to the States or to London, which is a very typical immigrant story, of course. And she did what a lot of Irish girls did, I think, in those days. She went, as they said, she went into service, working for a well-to-do family in a posh part of London, Kensington. And my father, who was also an immigrant from Dublin, they met together in a rich man's house, basically. And that was how they got married, met and got married. So, yes, it's always been something I've been very conscious of.
Would you mind reading out the poem for us?
I've called it Mary Joy because that was Catherine's mother's name, but it could be any immigrant girl, really. Alone upon the lonely platform, the woman stood. No, more a girl, scarcely out of childhood's golden years. Alone she stood and full of fears, a battered cardboard suitcase at her feet, a look of sorrow and sad defeat upon that face as yet unworn. Today she leaves the land where she was born, joining the roads emigrants all must walk, the well-worn trail to Boston or New York or Birmingham or London town. What waits her there she cannot know. Her hopes are sometimes high, sometimes low. She's heard the tales that have filtered home. What is to come she must face alone, as emigrants have always done. And this is often Ireland's story, and what those lonely emigrants achieved has been the country's fame and glory.
That's beautiful.
Well, thank you.
What kind of feedback did you get when you started showing people about what you wrote?
Well, I haven't really shown very much, but I did send years ago a poem about Glenbeigh to the Glenbeigh Community Group, and they published it. And there was a nice response. You know, people said they liked it and gave some comments. And then I did nothing again until I did this one, the Emigrant Girl, which I sent into Kilorgan because of the Kilorgan connection. And there was an immediate response. The archive collector liked it, published it. And how many likes have there been? About 40, 50 likes, something like that. And lots of comments as well, you know, people saying, oh, yeah, I recognise this. This is my mother's story. Or one nice comment said, I remember this. This poem is valid, which I thought was a nice way of putting it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's been a nice response. And then friends and relatives back in England, Catherine sent it to some of them. And they've all responded very generously. So I'm going to keep at it.
Yes. And speaking of Catherine, your wife, how did she feel when she first read it?
Oh, I think there were tears.
Kevin, when it comes to poetry, and I suppose the importance of telling someone's story through words, how does it make you feel when you can get your feelings across like that?
Well, when something works, it doesn't always work. You know, sometimes I try something and it doesn't work and it just doesn't click and I put it aside. But when I find something that works. I've just been doing one about the legendary characters Niamh and Oisin, who went out to Tírnanog from Ross Bay Strand. So that struck me as very relevant to where I am. So I worked at that, and it didn't work, and then I came back to it, and I worked at it again. And now I have done it, and I've read it through recently, and feel quite satisfied with it. You know, it's relevant to Glenbeigh, relevant to where I am, and it worked. So that was very, very satisfying, but only for my own satisfaction.
Definitely. Kevin, it's been lovely talking to you, and thank you so much for sharing those stories and what poetry really does mean to you and your family.
Oh, that's very kind of you. It's been lovely to have you. Thank you.
Thank you.